Live on KEXP, one-of-a-kind performance.
Come on, let's go. KEXP.
Recorded in the shadow of the Space Needle.
Hey, this is Moses.
This is Engel.
This is Michelle from Japanese Breakfast.
King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard.
Meryl from 2 years.
This is Mac DeMarco.
Hey, this is Courtney Barnett.
KEXP.
Hello, this is Troy Nelson, back with another episode of Live on KEXP. On the show this time, be bad on Friday and forgive yourself on Sunday with the bright Scottish synth poptronica of Churches. It's been 10 years since Churches released their debut single, Lies, not expecting much. The song racked up plays on SoundCloud and the Neon Gold Records blog, and BBC One started playing it. I can sell you lies. You can get enough. In a move that's become their modus operandi, they reached out to Daniel Glass of Glassnote and ended up getting signed. After the EP Recover and some relentless touring, including a stint opening for Depeche Mode, they released their first full-length, The Bones of What You Believe. Never took your side, never cursed your name. I keep my lips shut tight until you go. They followed it up with the huge sounding Every Open Eye. Love Is Dead came out in 2018, recorded in L.A. Wasn't it gonna be fun, and wasn't it gonna be new? Wasn't it gonna be different, wasn't it gonna be true? Didn't you say that, didn't you say that? I asked them about some of the bigger influences on their latest record.
Somebody loves horror movie soundtracks.
Probably everyone.
I think everybody, yeah. Not that it's a concept record necessarily, but you could do a lot of research to kind of get into that world, and we knew we wanted to tell stories that aren't horror stories necessarily, but put them through that lens. I think that's definitely something the guys lent into in referencing things on the sonics of it as well.
I mean, the cover for Screen Violence looks like a horror movie cover. Who took that beautiful photo?
It's an artist called Scott Kiernan. I feel like that cover works because it's quite voyeuristic, and I think that's something we were talking about a lot in the lyrics, and we didn't want it to be so terrifying that people who hate horror can't get invested in the record. But yeah, it was really great that it felt that all the visuals around the album really helped tell the story of the record in a way that they hadn't necessarily on some of our previous output, if I may say.
Yeah.
If I may critique us.
Scott did all the videos as well, so it was great to have sort of one person behind the whole rollout of the visual side of the project. And also, he's a massive horror sort of cult movie buff, so we were talking the same language from the get-go.
Speaking of, what was it like to trade songs with the legendary John Carpenter? How did that come about?
We were kind of on a roll of like asking our heroes to do things. We came up with the idea of doing, rather than traditional remixes, trying to get composers to reimagine songs that we'd done. And the first conversation was, you know, people like John Carpenter. We never thought that you could get John Carpenter. But it turns out, like, if you ask him and you're in with the chance. And he said yes.
Their latest is an arena-ready set of epic pop songs with lyrical depth about love, loss, depression, and anxiety, influenced, of course, by horror films and the constant bombardment of online voyeurism and violence. Screen Violence is available on EMI and Glassnote Records and Bandcamp. For this session, the band played 5 songs from the album recorded during a soundcheck at the Palladium in Los Angeles. We are more than excited to present Churches, live on KEXP.
Hey,
afraid to die. I'm no good at goodbyes. I can't apologize. And if I don't stop now, will it follow me down? I guess I have to try. It's the art of getting by. 'Cause I sunk some ships with selfish lips, and it all came back to me. I was terrified. I never told them why. And the songs I wrote about hearts I broke would never come for free. I cheated and I lied, but I meant to when I cried. So what do you say when you lose your way? The past is in the past. It isn't meant to last. And if I can't let go, will you carry me home? Can we celebrate the end? I'm asking for a friend. 'Cause I fill my bed with my regrets, but it hasn't killed me yet. None of it matters. None of it matters. The mess we made on Fridays gave me Sundays on my knees. Do you still matter? Do you still matter? I'm afraid to die. The past is in the past. Isn't meant to last. And if I can't let go, will you carry me home? Can we celebrate the end? I'm asking for a friend.
Tears, count the truth, and all my fears. I didn't wanna be Santa Claus.
You just heard Churches with the songs Asking for a Friend and California.
Live on KEXP.
Seattle in the 90s. A tidal wave of iconic music roars out of this sleepy city and launches a pop culture revolution. Here's a story you haven't heard. Let the Kids Dance is a new podcast about the rise and fall of Seattle's teen dance ordinance, the law that made it illegal for young people to go to concerts. Listen to Let the Kids Dance from KUOW and the NPR Network.
Now here's more of our live session with Churches.
We'll be right back.
And that was our live session with Churches. You heard the songs Final Girl, How Not to Drown, and Violent Delights. Shout out to our partner station WDUB 91.1 The Doobie, broadcasting from Denison University in Granville, Ohio. If you enjoy Live on KEXP, you might also enjoy KEXP's Song of the Day, a great resource for new music discovery and always curated by KEXP DJs, never algorithms. Search for KEXP wherever you listen to podcasts. Thanks for listening, everybody. For my producers Jackson Long and Julian Martlew, I'm Troy Nelson. We will see you next week. This is Live on KEXP.
Live on KEXP is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.